his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning. This is Wednesday Live. So glad that you're joining us today. And it's right now about 11:01, and it looks to me like we do have a house full of friends that have joined us here, and David Francoeur seems to be awake, and a little chuckle there. Did I hear a chuckle?
Well, yeah, we were. There was a little side issue going on here.
Side issue.
All of our sound was way up, so.
So you were getting blasted.
Yes.
As your booing voice.
By sound, booing, you were getting right, blasted by sound. And Miss Karen Hubbard is here on air as well. And then we have some secret guests that I'm not going to identify yet. And we also have John Nelson with us on air. John, are you with us?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. You know, I think since I spoke to you, you had a golf tournament and a bunch of stuff happened. Tell our audience who you are.
Well, I'm John Nelson. I'm the founder and CEO of FamiliesRecover.org. We're a 10-year-old 501c3 working with human trafficking and drug and alcohol education and prevention. You know, it's been a great road for us. It's something that's just not going away. And we had more tragedies over the weekend with a good friend of mine's employee, but we can get into that after. But anyway, you know, the golf tournament was amazing. You guys did a lot. I prayed real hard, and Jonathan, I was trying to get some of that $1 million for you, but nobody could put it in the hole.
Hey, John, how much did you fast?
I don't know if you know me too well. Maybe 7 hours.
Maybe 7 hours. That would be a long fast, I think, for most
of
the
church.
You were Well, you know, some of these things come about only by prayer and fasting. I read that in the Word of God, I think, in Mark, but I'm not sure. We have a guest that's going to say hello to you, and we're not going to identify him, and then you're going to share with us, and you're going to tell us who our guest is.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We tried to put him up to winning the $1 million.
No, you already recognized him. Okay, let's try another voice.
Hello, John.
Hey. How about that?
Good morning. That one I don't recognize.
One more time.
Hello.
You don't recognize that voice.
I don't know if it's Karen.
Karen, you try.
No, I'm here.
Oh, Karen's here. Right here. Karen's here. Yeah, Karen's here. No, you see, this is the test, John. We're just testing to see if you're doing all right this morning.
I just don't have that crystal ball out in front of me.
This actually would be Connor that is
hey,
with
Connor,
us.
Connor, good morning.
And it's morning. Keith Master's son. And he's going to be
all
with
right.
us on the air this morning. So welcome, Connor. Welcome, Keith. Great to have you guys with us. Okay, John, I wanted you to share with us what we're going to be lifting up in prayer, because I know you're right up against the gates of hell fighting demons over there. So what are we praying for?
Well, the thing we got first and foremost, I had a great friend share with me Monday. One of his, and he's a huge supporter of a lot of other nonprofits in this town, Casco Tools, and they had employee had paid to have his family come down and visit him in Florida and spend a couple weeks, and they were in Georgia, and this is just heartbreaking. A drunk driver hit him head on, killed the husband. His daughter's in a coma, and all three kids, because they were out of state, ended up in state custody. Thank God the father was able to get there and retrieve the kids, but we're still waiting on some answers to the daughter that's in a coma. And it's just, you know, we don't hear, and we started out as Families Against Drunk Driving, and we just, you know, it's taken such a backseat to the opioids and heroin and human trafficking. You barely ever hear anything about it. And believe it or not, drunk driving's up about 23% around the country.
Wow.
So, you know, Autumn, and I know that you were just at a funeral, and, you know, I don't know. We tried to lift the dad up, and it's just a grief time, and I'm finding, and you as a minister know this, sometimes you just sit there and be there for them. You know, there's not a whole lot to be said, and anything you say probably ain't needing to be said anyway.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to really lift that family up. We may actually go up to Georgia and be with the dad. I cannot imagine what he's going through. But, you know, God's in charge, and we've all had losses this year, and we have the blessings of being able to do a golf tournament, and we had a great turnout, and the course is coming back alive and planning for another one next year, and meeting Keith and guys like like-minded people, and we had a whole lot of people. And you know, it's cool, we were actually able to say a prayer before the tournament started. And so it's just being available for people. You know, it just humbled me to know men, because I was dead from a heart attack 6 years ago, and God chose to save me. And
amen.
Wow. Life is very fragile.
Amen. 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 Every day counts, doesn't it? It's really important.
Every day counts.
John, lead us in prayer. And you know, somebody may be listening today that today's one of those days that can really count for them if they choose to make some right decisions. And
amen.
Never know who's listening, but know that God always has some divine appointments.
Thank you. Father, we just thank you today that we just don't know what's going to come. And, just help us all to be available with that giver's heart, Father, and be able to sometimes just sit still and let them grieve the way they need to grieve. And we know that your plan is much bigger than ours. And today we just want to lift up some other situations that are going on in families around town. And if got a great friend of mine drinking himself to death, Father, if you could just reach out to anybody that's in our listening area today that's struggling with addiction or struggling with anything, give us a call.
Amen.
You know, reach out to somebody, Father, and we're just hoping that you can give them that courage, because it does take a lot of courage to stand up against the devil and say, today it's it. I'm Amen. Done today, Father.
Amen.
Thank you for all that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So what's your word of advice for Mr. Keith Masters and his young son that's with us today?
Well, I think that I didn't get to play. I don't know how he placed in the tournament, but he definitely dresses GQ. That guy, you know, he's a big, tall guy, and he towered over me, and I'm like looking at this well-dressed guy, and at the banquet, it didn't even seem like he was out of breath, so he must be doing something right in the nutrition area, because he was looking pretty good at that tournament.
Amen. Well, he's probably out there jogging on the streets, you know, doing the work of the Lord. So anyhow, blessings to you, John. We love you, and we thank God for the ministry and work that you do, the lives that are being touched. And so thank you so much for joining us this morning. God bless you. Have an awesome day.
God bless, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
God bless, John.
All right, we do not have young assistants in our studio often enough, right, Karen?
That's right.
And so we want to treat them very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Did you bring fresh cooked chocolate chip cookies or anything like that?
I did. I left them at home.
Oh,
I left them at home.
next
that's
time.
Not true.
Well, sometimes she
if
brings.
If I had thought about it, yeah.
Yeah, if you thought about it, yeah, I know.
Favorite ones.
I know.
Yes.
Keith, welcome.
Thank you.
And Connor, welcome. Get right in that mic, Connor. We want you right up in that mic. You need to just tell us how old are you?
Forward there.
I am 10 years old.
10 years old and going on?
11.
Going on 11? Yeah. Okay, that's coming up soon. And you've been out of school for a while?
Yes.
Summer?
Yes.
What's been going on? Have you had anything to do?
Baseball most of the time.
Baseball? Ah. Tell us what you know about baseball.
I know that you just gotta put in a lot of hard work and do whatever the coach tells you to.
That's good. That's good. Do you know what it is to win?
Yes.
You've won?
Yes.
A lot?
Yes.
You won a lot?
Yes.
Have you ever lost?
Yes.
Oh, you've lost too.
Yes.
Which do you prefer?
Winning.
Keith, your boy's getting it all. He knows the way this works for sure. For sure. So
well, can I just
jump
for
in here.
1 second? So he says, you know, to listen to the coach, right? Which he does. But tell him what happened when the coach told you to take the first pitch.
Oh, so a new pitcher just came in.
Into the game.
He was about to throw the first pitch. The coach told me to take a pitch, which means don't swing. And then I swung, and then I hit a 2-run home run.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, great.
Yeah. Well, but he does. He's disciplined. But he just saw it. He couldn't resist the pitch.
It just happened, right?
It happened.
Yeah. It happened. And so, wow. So you're saying sometimes the coach doesn't have it totally right. Yeah.
There's most of the time.
Yeah. For all those coaches listening out there. Listen, if you're a coach, you might want to call in, you know, become a part of our program here this morning. Keith, welcome. We love you, of course, and we've been looking forward to meeting your son. And so tell us what's going on with your boy and his career. I think he's off to a good start, huh?
Yeah, he does. He puts in a lot of work. Coach Hector last night, we were at practice last night, and Coach Hector, who's a pitching coach, played in the major leagues, and who listens to the station, I found out last night.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, this is his morning station.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was wearing a shirt as he's teaching the kids disciple with the crosses on Calvary.
Thank God. That's awesome.
Praise God. So he just said last night, he said to Connor, he's got a natural, two-seamer?
Yeah.
He's got a natural two-seamer, which is a fastball. Mm. So he's got a natural.
All right.
And it's amazing. And then he has a batting coach and that he goes to for about an hour, two times a week.
Uh-huh.
And he said, as he was pitching to him, he said, you know, I'm going to say this, and I guess he doesn't say it to too many 10-year-olds. But he said he's just got natural, raw power.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, which is a blessing from God.
It is a blessing.
Which is just a blessing from the Lord.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So.
So tell me about some of these wins. I heard something about you playing 100 games in 10 days. Or no, that wasn't it. What was it? It sounded pretty ridiculous to me. I mean, what happened?
A lot of baseball.
So 15 games in 8 days.
Oh, I got it all. I got it wrong a little. 15 games.
That's a lot of games.
In 8 days. Why?
Because his team asked me to guest play with them for a tournament, which was the AA version.
Okay.
So it's not as big as the other one. So I pitched a few games. We won a few games. We went to the championship, and then I pitched. We won. We mercy ruled them, which means we beat them before the game could actually end.
Mm.
So we beat them 10-0 by the third inning.
10-0?
Wow.
Yeah.
Whew. Wow.
Any major league talent scouts listening in?
yeah.
We'd give you his number later, right?
yeah, he probably won't be signing up and leaving town for another year or so.
Right. Yeah.
Right. All right. So how did all this start? I mean, Keith, how did your boy end up in baseball?
You know, I was looking at some pictures, and he's got a wiffle ball bat. I think from the time that he was, you know, a year old, he just started swinging the bat.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he loved the bat and the ball. He just loved it. And he just, everywhere he was going, he was with a bat and a ball.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's the plan for the future?
I want to try to make it to the major leagues.
Okay.
Just, you know.
Put the work in.
Yeah.
See where
a lot of work
goes.
To do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a word that you can put into when you say, I'm going to make it to the major leagues. God willing. God willing. Yeah, that's a good word to put in there. And you know, then you're trusting God, and with God all things are possible.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, he's got awesome. He's got a picture over his bed that says, baseball is the gift that God has given you, and what you do with it is the gift that you give back to God.
That's good.
Wow, yeah.
That's good. All right, so now I've met your dad, now I've met you. Have not met mom yet, but is she listening today, you think?
She said she would be, but whenever dad is,
yeah, she's
never.
She's busy, right?
Yeah.
She's real busy. Does she play baseball too? Or is,
No,
she doesn't play. What does she play?
Dad, didn't she play tennis, I think, a little?
In high school, I think.
In high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's pretty awesome. So what happens next? School's going to happen. Are there going to be more games? What's going on?
Yeah.
What are you getting ready for?
Practice started already. The season opens up, I think, August 8th is the season. And so we go to practice two times a week. And then we go to a personal coach for an hour once or twice a week.
Excellent.
And then he's doing strength and conditioning, believe it or not. At 10 years old, they do that.
Wow.
They do that. Yeah, they take it very seriously down here.
That is great.
You know, South Florida is a capital. I mean, it's just the kids are just it's a sport that's all year round.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
And we're in the right place for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're in the right place.
We are, for sure.
He's been blessed with the talent, and we're in the right place for that. So with school, he had a lot of achievements during the year.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Tell me about him.
I got all A pluses in the last semester.
A pluses?
Wow. Yeah.
Amazing.
In every grade.
For the year, too. That was his overall grades for the year.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And he was, go ahead.
And I got second place in the spelling bee.
Second? Wow.
Oh, that's fantastic. Amen.
The other kid is just talented at spelling. He just practiced and practiced and practiced.
Ah. Well, I think that's quite remarkable.
You were the number one reader in your class, right?
Yeah,
number
in my
one
grade.
In your grade.
Excellent.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And he had a day at the end of the year, he goes to Boca Christian, which is a Christian school, and Jesus number one,
and
which is great, right? So at the end of the year, they did a test on remembering the Bible from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And he was the only one in his class that remembered everything on the first turn.
Wow, that's excellent.
I mean, how do you not be proud of that, right?
Yeah, you hear that.
You know, it's just joy.
I'm witnessing, though, and to the godly parenting that's been going on. And because Connor, when you're speaking, I'm hearing a passion for what you're doing. And godly parenting nurtures a passion within the child. They don't try to force them to be what they want, you know. And so I'm hearing that wonderful gifts of grace that's been blessing you all your life and will continue to bless you as your mom and dad encourage you in terms of the gifts God gave you. You know, some parents, they want you to be what they did, you know, and maybe that's right, maybe it's not. But what I'm hearing from you is this inner passion to do what you're doing because it's coming out of you, and your folks recognize that and they're supporting you.
Thank you.
And it's my wife who really does the help with the books and the school. Yeah. And I mean, she's, you know, she's a lawyer, so she's familiar with the books.
Yeah,
she's familiar with the books.
Yeah.
And no, she's had a lot of personal accomplishments. Mm. She was working full time when she went to law school at night.
Mm.
And so she knows what it, you know, what it takes to get through that. And which is just the opposite of me and what God has done in my life and who I was.
Come a long ways.
Yeah. You have.
So. Long ways.
But because of what you were, look who you are now in Christ.
Yeah, so I'm just very thankful, you know, that the Lord is bringing our child up, right? With the intelligence of my wife and the freelance of the husband, right?
There you go. The best of both, right? The best of both. That is
absolutely
awesome. That is awesome.
God. Praise God.
So, Connor, tell me who Jesus is to you.
Jesus is a person that helps me through my life with my grades and baseball, and he just helps me persevere with all of it.
That's awesome. So is he Lord and Savior, or is he Lord or Savior, or what does that mean?
I'd say Lord and Savior.
What do you think, Dave? Is that a pretty good answer?
I think so.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I really do. Both of those things are operative. You know, that's who Jesus is to me.
He saved me in my language grade, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is the right answer, incidentally. And and is he your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
That means you welcomed him in.
Yes.
So you're born again.
Mm-hmm.
Have you told anybody about that? You just told like maybe a million people about that?
Do you remember when you received Jesus?
Yeah, I was four.
Five.
Coming back from Awana, mm-hmm. which is a program in our school for kids, for people to welcome God into their lives.
Mm, yep.
So.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
He said that he wanted to receive Jesus to the Awana teacher.
Yep.
That's what he said. And so she told me, and then. He received Jesus in the car on the way home.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Then from that, a couple of other kids in Awana also received Jesus.
I think my son was 5 years old, too.
Yeah.
And we were driving. We were actually driving over the Roosevelt Bridge in Stuart. And he remembers. He's reminded, Dad, don't you remember? We were driving over the bridge, you know, and... He said, I want to receive Jesus, you know.
That's awesome.
That is the most important decision. And next to that, the most important decision is to never forget the most important decision.
Amen. Right?
So you have some friends out there, right? You know some people. You met some people, right?
Yeah.
So you probably, what do you want to say to all of them? Because, you know, maybe some will listen, maybe not. And even if they're not listening, you can tell them how they can go on and hear you on radio, because you can go back and replay it. Right, Dad?
Yeah.
It's going to be there. Yeah. So you have some friends. What do you want to say to them?
Thank you for helping me through some tough times. I thank you for everything that you have helped me with. And I thank you for being my friends and... for being so kind and generous.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I want to be your friend.
I know.
Yeah, there you go.
That is awesome. Okay, Dad, you've got to give us something. What's the Lord saying?
Oh.
You come in here, I want to hear what's the Lord saying, you know, because your son's walking with God, and a part of that he's going to learn from you is that God isn't like a religious thing we do, but it's a relationship we have, right?
He's talking loud and clear.
Yeah,
he really is. And I have to write everything down.
I know. I love it. I do. Too.
I do. Yeah. I have to write everything down. But the Lord's been saying, when I first came into the Lord, he put it on my heart to start sharing with him and what's going on in the world. And Jesus is the only one that can change that. Nobody else can change that. Jesus is the only one that can change that. And he's just been telling me in Acts 26:18 to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God.
That's awesome.
And that's what we need today in this country. Mm-hmm. We need to turn them from the darkness into the light. And as they're in the darkness, they don't understand that they're in the darkness.
Right, they can't see.
They can't see. And it's just been something that the Lord has been putting on my heart. And when I had no knowledge, but I was just listening to Jesus, and he just was telling me to go out, and I had this program. It was called What Does God Have to Say About That? And that kind of, because I was early with it, right, because mm-hmm. I just jumped. God's sure. timing is always perfect, but I didn't understand the
what was
that.
Going on.
I didn't understand. The Lord put something on my heart. I'm going, right? I'm going.
Right.
But that's coming back to me now. The Lord's putting this back on my heart. And it's, what does God have to say about that? There's so many issues. Whoever decided that there's separation of church and state?
Yeah.
God is everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Whoever decided that?
Yeah.
So it's just been, what's going on is what the Lord's telling me. I went out on the street about 2 weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, and I ran right into, without even realizing it, I walked right into Jehovah's Witnesses out on the street. And I just turned my head, and there they were.
Yep.
And it just put, the Lord put me right there in front of them.
Yeah.
I started talking to them. They told me, I was getting too confrontational with the scripture that I was sharing with them, right?
Right.
And they asked me if I could continue on down the street. Right?
Oh, they wanted you to get.
They wanted me to get, right? When after I went home, the Holy Spirit put it on my heart to go into different scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, a week later, I went. They were right there again.
Yeah,
they were right there, and I go to start speaking with them again, and they said, "We don't want to talk to you." So they have a sign out, right, that says, "Learn the Bible."
Yeah,
and I asked them, "You're out here to share and talk about God, but you don't want to talk about God."
Yeah.
They didn't want to talk about the Bible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to talk about the truth.
Right.
And the Bible is the truth right. and the Word of God. And it's just, so that's what's been going on.
That's
and this
awesome.
Is what, the Lord has been putting on my heart to share, to we have to get out there more. And in Isaiah, the Lord tells us, I haven't spoken in darkness. I haven't spoken in quiet. I haven't spoken in vanity or vain, being vain, right? So that we have to get out there. The church has to get out there and share. The only way that this country is going to turn around is if we get out there and do our part, knowing that we know Jesus and to walk out in Jesus.
We are the voice.
We are the voice.
We are the hands.
We are the hands.
We are the mouth. We are.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So we have to, and that's part of what we do here. But the personal encounter, nothing can take the place of a personal encounter.
And man, it's been busy. Yeah. It's been busy. No, it's been busy.
Awesome.
It really has.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. It
that
really
is, awesome.
Is. So,
well, we have a gentleman that just came back from a mission trip that actually I'm going to try to get him to join us on air for a couple minutes and see how things went on the mission field.
Great.
And so just stand by. Karen has some words of wisdom. Do we have some mail? We have something here while I get him on the phone.
Yeah, I've got one announcement from the Martin County. What is this? The Board of County Commissioners is looking to for three applicants for vacancies on the Industrial Development Authority. Serving without compensation. If you're interested in doing that, submit an application by Friday, August 19th. And part of what they do is they foster the economic development in the county. And you can contact Donna Gordon at 772-288-5756.
Hey, Tom, can you stand by a minute? We're going to bring you
and on. I wanted to say with Connor, when I was 10 years old, I did not know the word perseverance. I never heard that word till I was probably when I went in the Navy. Perseverance. Wow. 10 years old.
Wow.
So that's awesome.
Good word.
So you're learning that early.
Good word. I'm going to see if we have Tom with us on Air Live. Tom, are you able to hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tom. I have in the studio with me Keith Masters and also his son Connor. And I also have my team here, Dave and Karen. And we're we're excited to hear a report about your mission trip. What happened and what did you take down there? Where did you go? And tell us who Tom is.
Good morning, everybody on WCNO. God bless you all. It was an incredible trip. Again, it was my second trip in a row. We went last year. We went this year. This year, we were really super excited about the Lord had given us sandals for Costa Rica. 75 pairs of shoes were donated here in Florida, locally, from WCNO and a couple of local churches, your church, church up here in Vero Beach. And we experienced several miracles in Costa Rica. We left the Saturday before 4th of July. We came back that following Friday. So it was like 6 days of helping people, feeding people. We fed 20 families. We gave out children's Bibles. We gave out teenage Bibles. We gave out adult Bibles. And then the shoe ministry was really something that was really touched everybody's heart when we were there. Children, Jonathan, just waiting online at different houses we went to get fitted with a pair of shoes. It was God. Mm. It was God the whole way through.
You were talking to me about going into a restaurant and something that came out of a conversation there. What happened in that restaurant?
So we had a morning off. We went to this beach to go see the sunrise. And then we went to this coffee shop, and the coffee in Costa Rica is incredible. So we're talking, you know, we're on the mission trip, and we're talking about the Lord. And, well, the restaurant owner woman knows her this grandmother that works for her, and evidently in Costa Rica, if you don't have shoes, any type of shoes, you cannot go to school. I didn't know that. She has five grandchildren that she's raising, four girls and one boy. I guess the restaurant owner told her about us at the table, and then she said, Tom, can you help her? So she gave me all the sizes of the shoes. I said, no, I have them in the bus, our bus. She goes, you have them with you? I go, yes, ma'am. So we went downstairs. We got four or five, you know, different sizes. The grandmother picked them. She said, Tom, now all my grandchildren can go to school. They have their own pair of shoes.
Wow.
Everybody was crying in the restaurant. Everybody. Because there's other people there, and I'm, you know, I used to be shy, but not no more. Now I'm really bold with the Lord. So everybody heard me. They started clapping, and we prayed with the grandmother. It was incredible. It really was an incredible, God-perfect timing to be in a place where God can use you in an instant. It's just incredible being in that river with the Holy Spirit. That the Lord set everything up prior to us going there. We had no idea we were going to be giving out shoes outside of the area that we were ministering with the people.
God opened that door.
He opened the door. There was another case where evidently there's four children in the town and four people, I'm sorry, the mother and father got arrested for drug use. So the city, whatever they were, came in and they wanted to take the four children, three girls and a boy. And the grandparents stepped in and said, no, we'll take them. We'll be their guardian. So we went to their house. We gave them two weeks' worth of food and also put shoes on them. And we gave them a Bible. And I have a picture of this, Jonathan. When we gave them the shoes and gave them the Bible and the food, one of the girls went in the house, and you can see through the window. You know, these houses are not like ours where we have curtains and things. You can see everything from the street. Well, we see the girl go in with the Bible and immediately open the Bible and start reading it in Spanish.
Wow.
It was such a moving time for us that there is such a need there for, and there's needs everywhere. I understand that. But when God wants us to go specifically to this place and use this when we were there, it was just one story after another after Amen. Another. It was incredible.
So, Tom, what do you have to say to the people who gave and our listeners? Are you going to do this again, or you know what's on your heart?
Yeah. First, I want to thank everybody. God sees everything. God sees all the gifts that were given to these children. Before I go there, I want to tell you one thing. So when we were collecting the shoes up here, Jonathan, somebody said to me, a man. Again, I forget who it was. He said, Tom, how are you buying shoes for children? You don't know their sizes. I said, my brother, I don't need to know their sizes. The Holy Spirit knows where these shoes are going.
Right. Yeah.
So to close that part of the testimony, okay, we had our last day we were giving out shoes, we had 6 pairs left. Mm. We had 2 houses left to go to. One of the girls that was with us, I said, no, you go in the house and you give the shoes away. We all had part of giving the shoes away. Well, she goes in, there's 4 children in that house. 6 pairs of shoes left. 4 children fit in those shoes. 6 pairs left. We have 2 pairs left next door. 2 boys. Those 2 pairs of shoes, Jonathan, fit those boys.
Touchdown. That's
so
awesome.
What I'm telling you is God is on the throne. He knows everything.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says he knows every hair on your head.
Amen.
He also knows your shoe size.
Right.
So our goal next year, I was down there praying. I said, Lord, we got rid of 75. We blessed 75 children.
Wow.
And Jonathan, I'm going to send you pictures of these children. When you see these pictures and see the smile on these girls and boys' faces, I'm talking to my brothers and sisters now on WCNO listening. You would think what we gave them, and I don't mean to undermine that. Mm. You give a child in these third world countries, whatever that is, a pair of shoes, sandals. They were beaming. They were smiling. They were giggling. They were running. They had new shoes.
Amen. That's
so
awesome.
Next year, we want to, when I was down there praying about next year, and I said, Lord, you did 75 this year. We did 75 this year. Can we do 150 next year? He said, you can do everything in my name.
Amen.
So our goal, my brothers and sisters, is 150 pairs, sandals for Costa Rica, same name, sandals for Costa Rica. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart to buy, you can save it. We're going back down again July 4th. It's already confirmed that we're going. We don't just have the exact date yet, but it'll be July 4th of next year. You know, we can drop them off at WCNO. They'll hold them for us until next year, but my brother, my sisters that are listening, you want to be a part of blessing children, please pray over those shoes that you give, that the Holy Spirit will come to these children early in age and save them.
Right.
And save them.
Yeah.
And God would raise them up to be ministers and evangelists for the gospel in their country.
Amen.
They're a beautiful people. They're friendly. They're loving, they're giving.
It's awesome.
Yes, we do it here also. We do it locally. But I just want to tell you this before we get off, Jonathan. So now it's the last day. And everybody is moved by the whole week. I mean, we have 7 recorded messages, 7 recorded miracles that the Lord performed while we were there. 7.
Mm.
Now, we didn't know, we didn't raise the dead or help blind people see. We didn't do any of that. The Lord didn't do any of that. But individual miracles for these people,
yeah,
for God's people in Costa Rica, you would have to been there to see it and feel
Spirits.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
We cried every day. I mean, and you know, I'm I'm a grown man, but I'm a crybaby. to see the Holy Spirit move.
Praise God.
Through us. Mm,
yeah.
To bless his people in Costa Rica. So I encourage everybody that's listening, please go on one trip. Go on one. Give your life away for 1 week. Go to a mission field that's safe, that you can go and see what God does.
Amen.
Through you, through us.
That's it. Yeah.
To bless his people.
That's it. Tom, we're going to connect with you again. I've got to move on because I've got another call to put out. But I am so thankful that you let us and our listeners share with you and be a partner with you in this this time of ministry. And we look forward to what God's going to do with you through the year and as we come up to next July 4. So God bless you. Thank you. And stay in touch with us, Tom. We love you. You're part of our family.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And again, thank everybody for listening and being a part of WCNO. It's a great station. We love everybody there. We want to help keep you on the radio. And we
thank
believe
you.
That God has a mission for all of us.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Give her hello to your bride as well. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Bye. All right. I do believe we have maybe a little more mail, and I'm going to put a call out and see if we can get a hold of Donalyn.
This is actually a prayer request from our brother Phil. He has several elements here. I'm going to have to conflate them a little bit, but he's praying, asking for his mom's salvation, and she needs a great deal of healing. She has a lot of physical issues. Also, financial blessings and security for her. And in the larger extended family, his uncle Steve and Aunt Jackie pray for them, for their salvation.
Are you able to stand by?
And her mom's his mom's boyfriend that has cancer. So, Father, we just lift up Phil's family and, you know, all their needs, Lord God, the mom, the uncle, the aunts, the girlfriend, the boyfriend, rather, just shower them with your grace, Father. May your Holy Spirit fall on them with all the richness for healing, for empowerment, for blessings that they need, Father God. We just know that you have the authority and the power, and you respond to your children's requests. And so it's in faith we come to you today for Phil and his family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Donna Lynn, do we have a good connection with you? Hello? I think we lost her. Let's try this again.
Okay.
Dave, did you have one more thing to share?
No, that was it.
Karen, did you have?
No.
No.
No? Okay. Well, let me dial the number.
We have our two little announcements.
This is the wonderful thing about live radio, is you can make plans and then, you know,
yeah,
we have to change it, but that's all right.
Yeah, if we had more time, I was going to get Connor.
Hello.
Hi there, Donna Lynn. Do we have you clearly now? Can you hear us?
I can hear you, Pastor. How are you?
Awesome. I am blessed. I'm blessed. How about you and your family and awesome congregation and school and all that?
Well, I brought half of them with me today.
You did? Wow. Welcome to all of you.
Yay.
Welcome. Well, tell us what all is happening. I know there are some awesome things going on up your way, and we're excited to be able to get the news out.
Thank you so much. What a privilege. We feel humbled to be able to bring this out to the community, that God would give us the stewardship of some incredible opportunities at our school, and it's an honor. You already know that we're giving out 40, 50,000 no-charge meals every week. And so that's a thing, right? We're
doing Yeah, you need to say that a little slower because somebody's going to go 40 to 50 meals? Mm. No.
40 to 50,000 meals every week, Pastor. Every week we're doing it. Our team, our culinary team. And now with the students coming back, we're going to ramp those numbers up. We're excited to be able to do that. And these are no-charge meals going out to the community.
Awesome.
In the school year, we do about 60 to 70,000, so we're really excited about that. But we wanted to bring some new things for your CNO listeners, and some things that some parents may or may not be aware of. some benefits to playing some of the video games. And so I wanted to, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. Just tell us who, where you are, what your school's name is. Some people may not recognize you by your first, by your name. So we want to get identify with the ministry and the school.
Okay, so I'm Dr. Donnellan Curry, and I am from Synergy School of Tomorrow. We also have Florida State Christian Academy. Both schools work together. That's a K-12 vocational training center, vocational training academy. I'm here with some wonderful experts in their field. My son's also here, Kanan.
Excellent. Welcome.
We go to, we have a church that we started up at the school now called Christ Family Church. You may have heard of it. The mall got flooded back in the day, the Orange Blossom Mall, Christ Family Church. We were flooded and swept away, but not forgotten. God has brought us back, and we've opened our doors again. And so my son Kanan's here. My adopted son Caleb Daniel is here. His sister Trinity Daniel, great name, by the way, Trinity. Aaron Askew, who is one of our executive deans here at the school. And then we have Derek Meyer, who is one of our marketing guru professional type people to help us to create the brand that's going to set us apart, and we're going to be able to compete with public school all day. In fact, we're 3 years ahead, na 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 boo boo, to public school today.
Good for you.
I'm just telling you, you know what, I really believe at this current time, this is just my little own belief system, I may be wrong, but I mean, in some ways, public school is like a burning building. And, you know, we want to just build a rescue boat.
Amen.
That's how I feel. I mean, I look at Common Core. The first grader comes home. Nobody can help do the math. The critical race. We've got woke. We've got so many different things going on. Your kindergarten teacher can dress up like a transvestite, a trans. And, they're all going to start the day off very first year, 5 years old, a billion years ago, there was this bang and the goo to the zoo to you, and then we tell them to trust their teacher. So right there, I have a problem, because the Bible says, in the beginning, God created.
Amen.
And so the heavens and the earth. So my panel is here today with the right heart and the motivation to let people know there are options, and some of these options are so out of the box, so cutting edge, that your kid could get a free ride to university, to college, through some of these unusual techniques that we're using here to train children hands-on. So
tell us
without further ado, I want to talk to you about our vocations, and then I'm going to let my panel of experts help guide me. But basically, we have a construction flagship pathway. It's NCCER accredited. That means they can take that card with them for life and become a journeyman. They get certifications in HVAC, plumbing, masonry, carpentry, and what's the other one? Oh my gosh, there's five. Electrical, thank you. So that's
awesome.
One. Another vocation is our cinema arts. We have show production, which lines up with Full Sail and Kaiser University. We have digital arts, multimedia. And we have our esports, or our game design, game development pathway vocation that, yes, is a multi-billion-dollar emerging industry that our school has a 22-year-old that runs the whole thing, and Kaiser has a 21-year-old that runs their whole development, their whole project for esports. So that's a thing, and I want to talk to parents today, and I've opened up with our experts why that's a thing and how kids could, if you steer them in the right direction, you could use that as leverage with grades and every other thing, just like any other sport. So I have Caleb. Caleb, talk a little bit about what's happening on Monday, this Monday coming.
Well, this Monday, we're having a visitor from Kaiser University, actually, a team captain over there, over one of the esports teams, and he's coming to visit, to look at the school, to talk about some of the finer details about collaborating with their esports team and ours together. But in the meantime, during that meeting, we decided to have I guess you could call it a friendly competition, but in esports often a friendly competition turns into an immediate desire to want to beat the other, and it turns into a very, very
healthy competition.
But
here's the unique thing, Pastor Jonathan. We decided, in light of what's going on, we put down Call of Duty, we put down Fortnite, we said enough, and we brought in what Kaiser's using is Super Smash Brothers, believe it or not, the Mario Kart. And that was a game changer. That's a game changer. That's just a game changer. And I got my son over here, who's our ringer. Who would have known that all those years playing Luigi Mario would pay off? And because literally, you can earn your way through school. Amazing. By being good at these things. So,
amazing.
Kanan, talk a little bit about the difference with Mario, what that brings to the table.
Well, Mario is a special character to me. He's actually one of the most basic main characters of the game, and he's actually like the main character of not just the game, but of Nintendo itself, of Japan, and it's caused many hits many times, and I grew up with it, and he's a very fun character to play, so I'm looking forward to it.
Because, I mean, whether we like it or not, these kids are on the couch playing Fortnite,
they are.
And I would like to give them an alternative and use it. They have to have, by the way, a 3.0 average to be able to compete, play. There's journalism, there's marketing, there's event planning, and so much more. There's QuickBooks involved. There's literally, they're going to learn how to do balance sheets, QuickBooks, and data entry. It's almost unheard of. So we're kind of cutting edge with that.
That's awesome.
And I'm going to also... Yeah, I mean, just think about that. And then we also, because not every kid learns the same way, we also just purchased 500 Adobe licenses. So because we're big with the arts, but I'm going to let Trinity talk a little bit about what our multimedia is bringing to the table so these kids can get jobs right now. I mean, like right now, they're employable. So go ahead, Trent, talk a little bit about that.
Welcome, Trinity. Okay.
Adobe is a platform where you can learn to edit photos, videos. A lot of children like to watch YouTube, and they like to watch Netflix and all these shows. And Adobe, their Premiere Pro, can actually help you learn how to edit these videos just like they see online. And then they could go into careers of doing these things that they enjoy to watch. They could learn how to make them themselves.
And also, you know, art is a big thing that's gone away lately because of the budget. People can't afford to do so much art at schools. You see it time and time again. They're removing art from school. This is actually bringing all of their art to the table and integrating it with technology.
Excellent.
So that's something that's, yeah. And we have something called Show Production / Worship. This is really going to help pastors who are struggling, you know, to go from analog to digital and all those things, video and all the lighting, all those things that make an atmosphere for a service that we're all striving to have for someone to come and experience and draw closer to God, atmosphere really helps. So we're putting something together called Show Production, which is definitely a theater. It's a vocation. But we put a little hashtag worship, right, because we're going to focus on worship. And I have Miss Askew is going to talk a little bit about that.
Hello. So in this class, we are going to be teaching our students how to use ProPresenter. They're going to be learning how to do backgrounds and lighting to make the environment more inviting, how to have stage presence, how to do harmonies. They're going to be working on a digital soundboard, learning how to mix sound, and we'll be going through what the qualities of a worship service are and learning to put those songs together to reach the people, to open their hearts for the Word of God. And that's our big mission in that class, is that connection with God and doing everything unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we want to bring to that class and want these students to be able to bring to other churches as they go out and they graduate.
You know, Ms. Erin, a lot of parents are wondering how this works as far as credits and, you know, how do they get to go to a university or a vocation training center or post-secondary? How would that work on a transcript?
Okay, so on a transcript with all of these vocational classes, there is a really neat scholarship. Most people hear about the Bright Future Scholarship as far as college goes, but what they don't realize is that there's also a scholarship for a vocational school. And if a student takes 3 high school credits worth of 1 vocation and they meet the GPA and college entrance exam requirements, they get a scholarship towards vocational school to help get them into the careers that they want to go. So it's not just for college-bound students.
Awesome. Every kid learns different, and not every kid's going to college. But this opens up an opportunity through vocational training. And there's so much more. One thing that we do here that we really focus on is grade mitigation through learning loss because of COVID and because of, you know, staying home and just the separation and all the results that came from the last couple of years. You know, kids have really, we've seen it. We've seen the emotional, but then the academical needs have to be addressed. And then, of course, the spiritual, because we know we're a three-part being, and all three need to be addressed. And I'm going to turn it over to somebody here who is really focused on math and language, because that's really where the state's testing, right? At the end of the day, the standardized testing focuses on math and language arts, English. So go ahead. Let's talk a little bit about the struggles that we've seen with math and how we're making every effort to turn those tables.
Hello. So, Synergy is unique not just in its approach to offer these vocations, which is something that's completely different from what other schools are doing right now, but academically superior in its curriculum as well as the staff that they provide here to the students. So, you know, while these students are learning their specific trades, they're still able to keep up their academics. And like Dr. Donnelly said, they're expected to maintain a certain grade point average to be able to partake in a lot of these activities that we're talking about.
So what's going to happen is kids are going to come back to school, and then a college is going to have a 3.0 average to play basketball, for example. So we're going to put them on a 2. We're going to say, look, you got to get to a 2.5 and hold it down on a probation, because we just can't keep letting them, you know, fail, not do their work, not care. We got to take every effort and come together like a village and stay on it and be a part of that with the parent, so that we can get these kids to where they need to be. It's an illusion otherwise if I just let them play, do all these things, and then they can't go to post-secondary or get those scholarships, or they have to pay out of pocket or take a year off and come back to get their grades up. So we are really focusing on the success of every student, and they're going to hear a lot about the word discipline, to being disciplined. So I'm excited about this team that's here today, and I don't know if you have any questions, Pastor Jonathan. I know we said a lot.
And you said it well. And I want to just say, this is Dr. Donna Lynn Curry. And tell us again the name of your school, how people can get a hold of you, because you all are doing a mighty God-honoring work right there at your school.
We're actually sitting in Synergy Vocational Training Center. It's 2810 U.S. Highway 1, right in Fort Pierce. And we're sitting in our Spring Up Studios, which is a replica of what TBN, the old TBN, used to have. We're here, and we're actually filming while we're doing this interview with you on the radio. We're filming. We've got a switcher. We've got a couple TV cameras going right
now.
Students will be running all of this, the lighting.
Don't make me nervous now. I didn't know that, you know, we were being recorded all day.
No. Well, it's not a two. I don't have like. I wish we were doing like the FaceTime. I could have you in here too.
There you go.
Behind me is our pro presenter screens, and so that the kids, we have a live. We have chairs so they could do live audience. There's a sound engineer going on right now. We're microphoned up. Yeah. So this will all be run by the students, and we're from Synergy School of Tomorrow. Now our feeder school, or our sister school, is called Florida State Christian Academy. That's where our K-5 meet. And then they come on over here, 6 through 12 is at Synergy. And you can check us out on the web at Synergy. They're all mouthing. I know. SynergyK12.com. SynergyK12.com. So simple to find us.
And you have a few students, don't you? What do you expect for this coming year?
We are expecting over 700 students this year. And we are right now believing God. Exodus 14:14 says this. He says, I will fight for you and you shall be still. So I'm just believing God right now to be able to expand and take that number up higher through some, you know, some acquisition of some territory in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, we advance.
Yep.
We advance. We pull up the stakes and we lengthen the cords and we advance in Jesus' name. God's best blessings to you. And your husband, who is my dear friend, we're together partners in the kingdom of God, and so blessed to be in partner with you. Thank you, and we will look to bring you back on again soon.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless. Goodbye to all. Bye. And Ma and Paul have just shown up here in the studio, and I'll tell you what, I don't think Connor has met Ma and Paul yet. Ma and Paul are right here, right now. And you know, the Florida summers are known for heat and humidity. Boy, hot, 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 that's the word. On occasion, this can be excessive. Ma and Paul have lived here all their